Every once in a while, you come across a creative piece which holds the ability to pull you out and away from the mundane and guide you into what feels like some sort of awakening, a refreshing start to what otherwise would have just been another one, you know, the routine. In June of 2018, I awoke to a notification from an artist that I follow, Yuutsu, and they were pushing some new sounds from someone I was unfamiliar with, a label mate. And as I'm one to do, I thought I'd swing over to Bandcamp really quick and have a listen. Still in bed, soaking in the early orange comfort. Enter artist Urban. The track Coming Home. This right here was the sound that would fuel countless summer adventures, barbecue hangouts, and eventually lead to an incredibly lengthy conversation between myself and Urban, almost a full year later, detailing the release of his latest full-length album, Slices of Life.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Oh, yo!
Hey, hello. There he is!
Does this sound all right?
Actually, yeah, it sounds pretty good. Let me adjust.
Yeah, all good. I can... Check one, two, check one, two.
As you can already tell, this entire conversation was incredibly casual, a ton of fun, and it lasted for about 2 hours, 45 minutes. We're going to condense it down, but for the sake of time, let's cut right to the chase.
Okay, so your new album just came out on the 23rd. Slices of Life. I realize
Slices of Life.
Yeah, the S is separated there.
Yeah, and that's honestly just because like I put in a couple like I try to sneak in a couple anime influences, and the name of the album is supposed to be a play on like a slice of life anime, you know, and Slices of Life I felt like fit more. Felt like it all really needed to fit into one, and then like that definitely built into Speak Like a Child, which like I knew wanted to be on this album for the same reason that I included the sample in the intro, just because that Faye Valentine sample is so I feel like it makes you feel good, and it really brings you back to like thinking about what you enjoyed as a child, you know, the whole Speak Like a Child idea. Wake up and Speak Like a Child are almost like a A and B kind of same, you know, rolled like an intro kind of in two parts.
I saw that you had worked with a ton of other people on the album as a whole.
Yeah.
And several of them under Evergreen. These people have become great friends of yours, and then so not only did you collaborate with them on the music itself, but those collaborations went outside of the audio and into the actual cover of the album. I mean, I was looking at the list of people that you had working on this and just kind of looking over a lot of the drawings on there. And I was actually quite amazed because personally, I don't know if these people are the artists that were featured musically on your album or if they're just other friends. And I was like, oh, this is really cool.
My biggest thing is really just giving credit to the people who make the art the way they make it.
Yeah, because I saw the list of names and, you know, I saw Hello Meteor is on there.
Yeah, so like under the credits, you know, and in that art section, all of those people are literally just the people who had something to do with the cover art itself, you know, who had a piece or two added onto it. None of them really, except for Hello Meteor, obviously, really did anything with the music.
Yeah.
But, like, still, to have them contribute to this piece of art that helps really encapsulate the album itself, you know, to give them credit is such a big deal, you know, for me. Half of the people that I worked with, not only the art but the music, but, like, half of these people are people that I just found that, like, we connected creatively and it was just a fun thing or like these people that I've known for years of my life. There's one of my favorite pieces on the cover is a hand-drawn version of the Stay cover.
And
that was done by, that's on the top right. It's like a variant of the stay cover. And I actually had my friend that I've known since like freshman year of high school do that for me.
Oh, that was sick.
Such a beautiful addition to have.
Well, especially someone that you've known for that long, right?
Oh, yeah. And who has been like along for the ride for that long.
Yeah. It's something really special. And I think that is something that just makes the album even more special as a whole. You know, it gives much more to the album, knowing that you've brought in these other friends just to, even if they weren't part of the music, be a part of the album itself.
That is a huge part of just this collection of art in general. That's also why the collaborations list on the music is so big, because I wanted to bring in all these people together. Every single artist that collaborated with me on these songs are people that like I really hold near and dear to my heart. The DJ Tess, who did all of the scratching on the album, if I didn't do it digitally, you know.
Right.
That's my dad.
That's your dad?
yeah.
Dude.
He helped me kind of build up this love of this kind of music. And I know, you know, you asked me before, we're going to go on a number of tangents. That's just...
I welcome them with wide open arms, man. That's really cool though. I actually didn't know. I mean, obviously, I didn't know the connection between you and DJ Tess. And I was going to look up some more of DJ Tess. And I was like, oh man, who is this? Like, he's really good, and he has been. He's been around for a while, has he not? Because
he's been making music since before I was born, man.
Incredible! It's really damn good.
It's not only is it incredible, but it's influenced my music and my life in so many different ways. So like when I did this album and when I knew that it was going to have more of like a hip hop vibe to it, I knew that I had to help, like have him help me and at least contribute something to the album so I can get his name on this project.
I mean, that makes every appearance that he has on the album even better to me, you know, because it was already good, but I think it's these kinds of connections that really kind of stand out and make certain things shine.
Yeah, no, and thank you. And I really try to portray that.
Well, I saw that you released the music video for Moving Forward with Charlene Jones.
With Charlene, which like, if we can talk about good studio sessions, man, anytime with her. Such a fantastic artist. We have done so much work together. Like after we met and had that very nice, intimate recording session that Moving Forward was, because we recorded that song like a week after we met. We met helping a mutual friend to move out of her place, and I literally just knew her as the girl with the minivan. that's all I knew about this person. Then, you know, we were helping and we're both pretty friendly, so we started talking to each other, and you know, we realized that we both come from a very heavy Italian household, and that we're both into music, and so we just kind of connected on a couple things. So we exchanged numbers, whatever. And then when she came to record that day, like at first, you know, you first meeting someone, the recording session was in my room. My setup is, like I said, janky, a little ghetto, whatever. Like, it took a minute to settle in, but when we did, it went as smoothly as I think it ever could have. The lyrics just came out naturally, and I was editing her voice the way that you hear it on the song, like as we were going, so she could hear it, and so she really felt the vibe. Ever since then, man, we're very creatively intertwined. I produced her Feels Like Summer cover.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I helped her out with that. I also did a remix of that song, and just we've been working together and just talking in general ever since that day, like, constantly. She has become my best friend and my biggest, like, inspiration musically. You know, what she can do with her voice is better than what half of anyone can do with an instrument. It is beautiful.
As far as coffee shop conversations go, it's Baby G, right?
Yeah, and a good little fact about Baby G. Baby G is my sister.
Oh, no kidding.
Okay. Yep. So,
jeez.
So that song is really awesome to me because the biggest influence on that song is Sade.
Right.
Which me and my family, like, Sade is our family artist. We all love her. And so I made a song with our favorite family artist, with my sister on the second verse and my dad doing extra production work.
Oh man. Oh my goodness.
Like, everything being tied together right in front of me is just making this more exciting and more cool.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And for a little lyrical backstory, I was living with my sister when I was in Orlando.
Right.
Lyrically, for me, when I wrote my verse, it was definitely the most personal and I think, like, oh, woe is me kind of song. And the whole idea, which is a little bit weird at first to ask my sister to do, but... my sister is my, definitely, like, my closest person to me, you know. So the whole idea was to me give my perspective. She wrote that in the perspective of the girl that the album is about. The message, really, at first of Coffee Shop Conversations was me kind of expressing my feelings about the fact that this girl, whenever she had bad news to tell me, we would go to the same coffee shop. Like, if we were going to the specific place, I knew what the conversation was going to be about.
Oh, dude.
and so that was at first the core of the song. That's why it's called Coffee Shop Conversations. And then the whole double meaning and why I really liked what Baby G brought to the table was the fact that, like, not only was it just me telling my feelings, but it's a legitimate conversation that we're having right now about, you know, the same about the coffee shop conversations. We're having a coffee shop conversations as I'm whining about coffee shop conversations. And, like, for me to actually finally, like, to have the opportunity to talk about that with this music is fantastic, because there's a lot to unpack. This is, if it wasn't going to be called Slices of Life, I just call this album Baggage.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What,
dude, with 18, with 18 songs total, yeah, there's plenty of it.
Oh, plenty of it.
Everything that you heard was about 15 minutes or so out of a 2 hour and 45 minute conversation with Joe talking about the release of his new album Slices of Life, available now wherever you get your music. Just be sure to look up Urban with a V instead of an A. Joe's become a great friend. It's been really cool being able to sit down and speak with him. There's so much that can be said about the connections, the friendships, relationships that are formed out of a mutual love and respect for music, and hopefully that will lead to more recorded casual conversations in the future. Hope you enjoyed this little insight into artist Urban. We'll catch you next time.